Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More job cuts in Washington, this time at the Department of Education. 1,300 positions to be eliminated. Steel and aluminum tariffs going into effect today. As for the overall U.S. economy, President Trump says he's not worried. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump vowed to make the economy better on day one, but now he says the U.S. is in transition.
Do you think there will be a recession?
I don't see it at all. I think this country is going to boom. But as I said, I can do it the easy way or the hard way. The hard way to do it is exactly what I'm doing, but the results are going to be 20 times greater.
Wall Street gets a new report on inflation today, which could ease concerns or raise more concerns about where the economy is headed.
This morning, Dow futures are up around 220 points. There was a shooting outside the normally crowded Terminal 2 at O'Hare Airport in Chicago overnight. One person's hospitalized and one is being questioned. This is ABC News. An Indiana woman trapped for nearly a week in her wrecked car has been found alive.
41-year-old Brianna Castle was on the way to visit a friend when she fell asleep at the wheel. Her father says she stayed alive by dipping her sweatshirt into the water in that ditch.
And she was using her hoodie and wringing it to get a drink of water, trying to survive. And she was in excruciating pain.
6 long days passed until a man working for a drainage company spotted her car and called his boss, who happens to be the fire chief.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. The NTSB banning most helicopters over the Potomac River around Washington, D.C., following that deadly mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and a passenger plane. There have been several past near misses as well. The Russian captain of the cargo ship that collided with a U.S.-owned oil tanker off the coast of England remains in U.K. custody. He has been charged with suspicion of manslaughter by gross negligence. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115 to 114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost 3 in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71. With sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show, I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, a.k.a. With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season 2, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, a.k.a. Colin Jost, host was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 47 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 58 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high of 63. Rain and wind on Saturday with rain eventually changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate with Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang filling in. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Got another text here. Do you remember when an opposing team's fan got tossed at a UW Green Bay game at the arena? He was heckling the Phoenix mascot. Terry, oh, I don't, but that might have been our boy Mike Pritzel, so we got to find out for Mike if that happened. Brandon, you there, buddy?
I got you guys.
Brandon Kennard, NBC 26. How you doing, my man?
Great. Great to be with you.
Hey, Brandon, I know you're more of a news person than sports person, but you've been around the block quite a bit. Have you noticed that fan reaction at games has changed over the years?
How so?
Well,
more tame?
The aggressiveness towards officials and coaches and stuff.
So less tame. Yeah. I've done stories on that. Parents seem to be a little bit more entitled is the word that comes up a lot. Maybe more protective of their kids. It certainly has, over the last 10, 15 years, I would say, trended that direction.
And we're saying that when we were kids, there was more more deference to the coach.
And your dad, your parents were like, they couldn't, no.
So you're right.
But you know another thing, the entitlement part, Brandon. Yeah. I remember a coach telling me he got screamed at by a mom. Because she's like, do you know how much money I've spent on him at camps all summer and blah, 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 and he deserves to play with what we spent. It's like, No. That don't matter. But I think that's where some of what you're talking about, that privilege or whatever, Brian, that or Brandon, that might come out with those kind of things because of the money they invest in these kids.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, the cost has just skyrocketed. You're pretty much describing our youth sports Beyond the Score series at NBC 26 right now. A lot of topics that we've dived into in that series. But the cost has just skyrocketed. People, I think, because of the investment they're making, are a little bit more perhaps high-strung about things. And that can lead to some outbursts, some, you know, behavioral issues at games from parents, things of that nature. My dad's actually a basketball official, and I don't know how he does it. It's not something I'd ever be interested in doing.
Me neither.
To take that ridicule from the people in the bleachers.
I wouldn't be able to take it.
Yeah. I think the other thing that the parents, where they get so worked up is, you know, if the kid does make it, there's millions of dollars on the other side. You know, they may look at this and say, go pro. Whereas,
this is my money train.
Right. Whereas if your kid's struggling in, I don't know, electronics, the parents don't get as involved because it's like,
it's so much more emotional.
Right. Because of the money is what I'm saying.
I agree. Totally agree. Well, Brandon, let's talk a little bit about what else you got going on NBC 26 and your series about the draft in the neighborhoods.
Yeah, I'm really focused on, obviously, what we're 6 weeks away from the draft. 6 weeks tomorrow it starts, so it's coming up quick. That's where a majority of my focus, it seems, has gone, especially the last couple of weeks and going forward. But earlier this week, we just launched a new series called Drive to the Draft. Taking a look twice a week at how the draft is impacting not just Green Bay and Titletown and the surrounding area, but how it's impacting all of Northeast Wisconsin. I mean, there's going to be overflow here to Appleton, Oshkosh, Manitowoc. Door County is going to be on display, you know, maybe showcasing their tourism county to a larger audience here with a lot of eyes on the area coming up in April. So that's a big focus of ours right now, is not just Green Bay, because that's obvious, right? But there's going to be impact on neighborhoods across Northeast Wisconsin.
Brandon, what did you take away from that meeting we were at the other day?
Parking's going to be interesting.
That's the first thing I told Todd and Jim. I said, parking could be the biggest bugaboo of this, correct?
They said because of the, you know, the NFL experience that they're setting up around Lambeau and into Titletown, they're losing about 5,000 parking spots that you'd normally have in the lots around Lambeau. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be more so, just like a game, about parking in the neighborhoods and in yards around the stadium. And it's fascinating to me that they're going to be trying, at least, to keep track of that in real time. It sounds like Discover Green Bay is leading the charge there. People can go in, say how many parking spots you have available. Even things like, can people use your bathroom? Can people tailgate in your yard? So there is going to be a way for people to track that in real time. I'm curious to see how that works. But it's really going to be interesting, I think, with the sea of humanity that's going to be around there. 250,000 is the number that we're hearing of how many people they're expecting. But to manage that parking, and there's going to be shuttle systems, and obviously the traffic coming up 41 and 43 is going to be in question. So it seems like the planning has been immense, John. I mean, you were there. They've got every little thing planned out. They've got answers to pretty much all the questions that came up. It's been a massive undertaking here, and I think we're in a good spot coming up 6 weeks out.
Yeah, and I would agree that Johnny came back from that thing, and you hear from the residents, too, parking. You know, what are we going to do about parking? And I think there were some park and rides.
Police officer did even mention about the bathrooms. Brandon did just make that up. Wow. They even talked about the bathrooms at these places. So, go ahead.
You know, three times a Packer game, you know, with this 250, I think the businesses are reacting to that. If that's like the buzz over the thing, there's going to be a lot more shuttle service. Door County's doing a free shuttle. Remember that guy? Mm-hmm. Or was it Marinette or Door County? Somebody's doing a free shuttle, and I know I saw some things in the paper this morning or online yesterday about Milwaukee running some shuttles. And that's the answer to parking.
No question.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more of a, it's not public transportation, I suppose, but sort of in that theme, right, of you get on a shuttle, you come up, you Uber. I would encourage people to transport that way rather than try to rely on parking in the neighborhoods.
No
because
question.
I think that, I mean, I think it could get out of control. You know, that's just kind of my gut feeling right now. I know that if I, as Mac, we at NBC 26, we're going to have our own little shuttle service. You know, we're not going to rely on parking down there for our crews that are going to be covering this. We're going to be shuttling people from our station out near the airport. Because I just think that's the most efficient way to get there. So that's what I would do. Obviously, people can make their own decisions about how to get down there if you want to rely on parking, et cetera. But I know I wouldn't try to park down there.
No.
You don't want gridlock in the neighborhoods.
No, no, you don't.
Where the street becomes the parking lot and then people are, you know, that reservation thing, boy, I hope you're right on that. That some guy on Beemert Street can put his house on there and say, look, I got 10 spots, whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be a cool system. That's going to be tough to pull it all off, but maybe.
I'm with you, Jim. That was my first thought, is that's a lot to ask of everybody to go in and update that in real time.
Right.
You know, of how many spots you have available. So I'm curious to see how it works. They've certainly put in the prep work, and now it's just a matter of execution.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, though, Brandon. You know, they can do all this stuff, the NFL and all this planning. But you put a bunch of media people in the room, the questions they're going to ask, they're going to stump them, aren't they? Where can I do Where can I do a live shot at 7:05 in the morning? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like the media's needs are so different than, you know, just ESPN or whomever walking in and doing their thing. I mean, for the local media, this is going to be a little bit of a walk in space, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. There were some good questions posed in that meeting the other day. You know, I don't want to get too inside baseball about it, if you will, for the people listening, as far as what our media needs are. But that was one thing that surprised me, is there's as much as they've planned this, you know, obviously from the fan side, it seems to be everything's ironed out. There are still some questions for us, right? Yeah. Some unanswered questions of how exactly it's going to work for the media. And are we going to be able to get in there to do our morning show, and where are we actually going to set up to do these live shots and things of that nature? So, I learned a decent amount when we got together on Tuesday, John, or Monday, or whatever day that was.
Yeah, like Monday.
Blur right now, but there's still some answers that I'm looking for leading up to it. That's for sure.
With Brandon Kinnard, NBC 26.
So, Brandon, did you go to Detroit? I mean, have you been to an NFL draft?
I've only been to the one, actually it was the first one, I believe, that was held outside of New York in Chicago in 2015.
Oh.
At a little auditorium downtown there. So that was this on a much smaller scale, I think.
Was it that wasn't the outside. Palmer House?
I can't remember the name of the auditorium that they held it in, but it was inside, similar to how they used to do it in New York at Radio City Music Hall. And there were maybe 10,000 people there. Since then, this thing has grown so much.
Yeah. Are you working with, you know, how the city is working with the mayor of Detroit and Kansas City a little bit too? He's been up here. Do you work with other affiliates to get some kind of insight?
Feel for it, yeah.
Right. Yeah. This is what you guys should do to get there.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Oh yeah. Yep. We've talked to Detroit. We have affiliates in Detroit, Kansas City, our fellow Scripps News Group stations there. So I've got massive documents on my computer from Kansas City 2 years ago of, you know, here's where we could go. Here's where our live shot was. Here's where what our restrictions were. Here's what worked well. All of that. So, we've been studying. Yeah. We've been studying, and I think this one is a different animal, obviously, because it's in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the smallest city to ever host this event. But you know, the other thing, John, that I thought was interesting. What did he say? This footprint is about four times the size of what Detroit's was.
Yes.
So you think Green Bay, smaller city, but it's actually a much bigger space and area to what you saw in the Motor City last year. And remember, they shattered attendance records there. There were 700,000 people. The scenes coming out of Detroit last year were incredible. But maybe it looked that way because it was actually a small space with everybody cramped in there. Here, there's going to be a little bit more room, I think, to handle the big crowds and for people to spread out, find some space, and enjoy things.
Brandon, I thought their best idea, and I don't know why this is just coming out, was opening up Lambeau, opening up the bowl for people to go in.
That sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah, that could be an overflow area if things get too crowded around the draft stage. People go in there,
take
a spot in the bleachers, watch it on the Tundra Vision.
I don't know, Brandon.
That's what I might want to do.
I know that one, too. Jim and I both said the same things.
That would be our first choice.
Yes.
And we would go out to the outdoor club, so we got a cup holder, and we could just enjoy it.
There you go.
Hey, Brian, got a text here from Tina. She says, how can they say only 250,000 people? I think they're way underestimating it. This is Lambeau Field. This place has to be on sports fans' bucket lists. When will there ever be a better time to visit? Tina.
I am... 250 is the number they keep telling us.
I asked the question.
I'm kind of on Tina's side there. That's been my gut feeling this entire time. Is it was 700,000 last year, and given, you know, Detroit is a bigger city, bigger metro area, there's more people there to come out. 250 has seemed low to me.
I was surprised when he said that. I was surprised about that, Brandon. Hey, Brandon, can you?
I've heard 300. I've heard 250. 250 seems to be the number now. I would not be shocked if we end up with a little bit more than that.
Brandon, can you stick around through a one-minute break?
Sure. No problem.
Brandon Kinnard, NBC 26, talked about the draft and all the mechanics going along with it. Back right after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24-7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at picklebags.com or on Facebook.
Carrigan Brothers Winery created and sold their first bottle of wine in 2000. With a creative sense of taste composing traditional and modern wines, experimenting with flavors like lemon and cherry. Today, bringing flavor to names like Green Leprechaun and Muddled Old Fashioned. Carrigan Brothers Winery. Taste and enjoy the flavor of something special. And be sure to check out their amazing gift shop. Highway 55 in Freedom, Wisconsin. CarriganBrothers.com. Life doesn't get any better than this.
Do you enjoy fatty foods, sweets, and alcohol? Who doesn't? Unfortunately, all those things put a lot of pressure on our liver. That's why pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutritional expert Sherry Torkos recommends Active Liver from New Nordic.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to keep your liver healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey! Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, Brandon Kennard, NBC 26. Talking here about the draft and all those things. And Brandon, I asked that question about how many do they have any analytics leading up, and that's where he said, didn't he make a comment about, I know you're from the UP, so you're not very good at math or something like that?
Yeah,
first?
He did. I thought you kind of caught astray there. I don't know what happened. I know.
That was like a drive-by. Well, John, I know you're from the UP, so you're not very good at math, but here's what we're playing here. But yeah, but I was surprised at 250. That seemed lower. It's the weird part is, Brandon, you know, they said it's one of the biggest footprints they've ever had to deal with, but yet they kept saying Detroit had 350, and that was a very contained area. So I think Tina might be right. I think there might be, you know, it's kind of like at the Super Bowl years ago in San Diego when they ran out of beer at the night before, because their analytics said, like, for every one person that has a ticket to the game, you know, maybe four or five still go there for all the other festivities at a Super Bowl. Well, with the Packers, it was like 10 to 1. And they just weren't expecting that. They were overwhelmed at some of those places. But I don't think we would be overwhelmed here. Do you, Brandon?
I don't. And, you know, reps from the NFL who have trickled in and out of town, you know, coming in for site surveys and prep and things like that, have said, you know, this city, I know we keep getting a lot of questions about how it's setting up in a city of this size, but Green Bay's not that small. You know, it's equipped to handle big events like this. I mean, you factor in not only the city, but the metro area, dip down to Appleton. I mean, there's a good amount of people that live here, and there's a good amount of accommodations as well. I know lodging is the major concern, but there's a lot of options for that. If you stay in Appleton, stay in Oshkosh, stay up in Door County, and there's transportation services down. There are options, and I think that this has gone, honestly, from what I've heard, a little bit more smoothly than expected in terms of the preparation for it. Obviously, we're still 6 weeks out from the actual event, so we'll see how that goes. But it seems like it's setting up to, I think, run really smoothly, really well, and it's going to be a great showcase for the area.
Okay, but 6 weeks, Jim and I, the reason we really have you on, Brandon,
6 weeks.
What have you got insight-wise so we can make some cash money?
What do you know that we don't know? Because you got your contacts.
Come on, come clean.
We're new to this.
You're talking to people under the table. Come on, Brandon.
Rent your car. Rent your house. Rent something.
Yeah. Rent your car.
We've got that's a story we've got coming up, actually. There is an app, and I won't get into too many details, because this is our friend Carl Winter's story, one of our fantastic Green Bay area reporters.
We love Carl.
Kind of like Airbnb, where you can rent. I don't remember what the app is called. You guys will have to watch his story next week. I believe it airs a week from tomorrow. But you can rent your car out for a day, a week, whatever, to somebody who's in town and you know, doesn't want to use Enterprise or some traditional rental car service. So
They'll be sold out anyway.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
When's that story on, Brandon?
Next Thursday.
What have you got going tonight?
Tonight, nothing. They run Mondays and Thursdays. So tomorrow we've got our fantastic senior reporter, Nina Sperano, taking a deep dive into just what makes this draft different from other drafts, and especially how it's being marketed, really using the history of the Packers and the uniqueness of Green Bay. I love the fact that the NFL is leaning into that, and they try to customize every draft so that there's a little bit of a taste of the town in it, right? We saw that with some of the rock and roll stuff with Detroit last year, and go back to drafts of years past, Vegas, Cleveland, Kansas City, you see it all there. So the NFL is really, really leaning into the history of the Packers, and Nina's going to be talking about some cool things that they have planned to kind of celebrate that the week of the draft.
That's great. If Nina's doing it, it's going to be a great story. She's the best. Love Nina.
Oh, she rocks.
Yep.
She rocks.
Brandon, was there always the option to buy seating? I don't think I knew that. Of course, I've never been to a draft. I saw that this morning. $1,000 for different areas to sit.
Actually, Jim, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that compares to other drafts. I'd just be going for free.
That's what we were saying all day. Yeah, we thought everything was free, to be honest
and
with
that's,
you.
Yeah, like you just can buy maybe a closer,
more reserved.
The one thing that's a little bit more exclusive, from what I understand, is the actual draft theater itself. The area by the stage. There is a general admission area farther back for fans, who are GA fans who just download the OnePass app and scan the QR code and get in there. But to actually be in the theater, that's a lot of guests of teams, guests of the NFL, guests of the prospects. And there are some ticket packages in there, to my understanding, that people can buy through the NFL. So that's the one thing that seems to be a little bit more exclusive than the rest of it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I'm very directionally challenged, like you can't even believe, okay? Mm-hmm. When they kept showing and we keep seeing all the big things about the, the sketches or the remnants of the thing, where exactly where will Roger Goodell be standing if you look at that area right now?
On Oneida Street.
Facing which way?
Facing the atrium. So if you can picture the intersection of Lombardi and Oneida, let's say you're standing on the corner there, the southwest corner of Lombardi and Oneida intersection. So you're in the Lambeau parking lot. The stage will essentially be right there. So here, this is probably a better way to describe it. You're driving south on Oneida Street.
Yep.
You come up on Lombardi Avenue. You cross through with the Rush Center on your left and Lambeau on your right. Can you picture that?
Absolutely.
The stage will be right there, right after that stoplight.
Okay.
So they're going to close down Oneida Street. I believe the closure starts March 29th. Yeah. So we're coming up on a couple weeks already from that part of Oneida being closed. And the stage is going to be starting to get built.
But he's facing the atrium.
Yes, correct.
Don't you think that's odd that he wouldn't be facing
Lambeau?
Like, facing so that the crowd shot, you can see the stadium behind you.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No,
yeah.
But he's not doing that. The stage is facing east.
Yeah,
there'll be plenty
of
crowd shots, I think. I mean, they've got 37,000 cameras at these things. And the actual stage, when Goodell's making the picks, you won't have Lambeau behind him. But there'll be plenty of shots that'll, they'll have the drones that fly over the fans and capture the stadium background behind all those fans. I'm sure plenty of that will be showcased. But, for the actual, when he's announcing the picks themselves, you won't see Lambeau behind him. Yeah. That's my understanding. Yeah,
we're just hurt that they didn't reach out to us. That's why we had to credit to something.
Something.
Our point is made. Next time, call us.
Turns out I got an email.
At one point, you guys know there were 1,000 rumors flying around throughout whole process, right? Because everyone was curious what it was going to look like.
Right.
But at one point, I had heard that they were going to put the stage in Lambeau.
I'd heard that too.
They were going to run things there, and then that was going to be kind of the general area. People come in, sit in the bleachers. Idea. And there's still going to be that option, I suppose, as a secondary option, as we talked about earlier. But I thought that would have been cool.
Me right. too. John totally agree. That, yeah. Totally agree. Brandon Kinnard, assistant news director. Is that your title these days?
That is. I've moved into management, man.
All right.
Just missing the sports world, especially this time of year, yeah. March Madness. But it's been great.
You're the man, Brandon Kinnard, NBC 26. They've got a great series going on Mondays and Thursdays about neighborhoods around the draft and all the things happening. Keep tuned in. Brandon, thanks so much, buddy.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, now that Wisconsin's experienced a little warmer weather, of course, some Wisconsin farmers anxious to get to the fields. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. But one of our University Extension specialists says exercise caution when it comes to entering those fields. Francisco Arriaga, University Extension specialist in soils and environmental studies, says every field's going to be different as far as conditions are concerned, and you have to treat them individually.
Yeah, so if it's a moisture issue that pushes your planting season late, I think a lot of it's gonna have to depend on what was your residue condition. So if you didn't have a lot of residue and you have some crusting and things like that in the field, if your planter is set up with good row cleaners and good ways of engaging the ground that would break up those crust where you're putting your seed, then you're probably fine. But if your planter struggles under those conditions, maybe you want to give it a slight cultivation to kind of break that up.
Francisco Arriaga, University Extension soil specialist, also involved in environmental studies, just urging farmers not to get too eager about getting into those fields too early. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we start off on a Wednesday morning, looking a little stronger as far as our dairy complex. Those numbers are next.
Severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, floods. What you see in real time helps tremendously in the warning process. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to relay local weather observations. Tracking vital weather information also plays an important role in gathering climate information used in our daily agricultural workday decisions. Volunteer citizen scientists have been lending a hand for decades and thoroughly enjoy this very important hobby. To become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese surprised the market up 4 at 164.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 3.75 at 167. Double A butter, that gained 2 on Tuesday to 233 a pound. This morning, the April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 21 cents at 1765. May up 19 right now, 1781. December new crop corn's down 2 at 453. November new crop beans right now down 3 at 1012. July new crop wheat up just a half at 572 a bushel. That's a quick update on markets. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 47 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 58 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high of 63. Rain and wind on Saturday with rain eventually changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brad Schimmel says he'll be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support Donald Trump's agenda. Deb Krautmiller joins us from the League of Women Voters. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Court to support Donald Trump's agenda. Deb Krautmiller joins us from the League of Women Voters. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Appleton Police Department is asking for the public's help as they investigate a shooting incident Monday night on West 5th Street. Officials say police were called for a report of gunshots at about 10 p.m. Officers found shell casings in the street and a male victim inside the house who had been shot in the foot by a bullet that ripped through the wall of the home. He was taken to the hospital to be treated for injuries. Police are continuing their investigation. They have no suspects in custody. If you have information about the incident, please call the Appleton PD. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill titled the Climate Accountability Act is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. It always brings a smile to my face to say it's Girl Scout cookie season. You can find them all during the month of March, but it's the last year for one old favorite. Melissa Kay has the story.
While the Girl Scout cookie lineup will feature many of your favorites, including Thin Mints, Caramel Delights, and Peanut Butter Patties, if you're a fan of the Toast Yay cookies, enjoy them this year. At the close of the 2025 cookie season, the Toast Yay flavor will be retired. Check with your local council or use the Girl Scout cookie finder to locate a booth. You can also enter your zip code there to purchase cookies to be shipped directly to your home.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. That was really great having Brandon Kinnard, Assistant News Director, NBC 26 on, talking about all the things happening with the draft. They've got a great series taking place on Mondays and Thursdays. And Nina's going to have a great story tomorrow night I want to watch. But there's more to life in Green Bay, Wisconsin than the Green Bay football Packers.
What?
Yeah. There is a thriving music scene, and we have a tremendous young artist by the name of JJ in the house. How's it going, man? Good. How are you doing?
Thanks, y'all, for having me back.
You bet, man. Sir. It's been a while since we've had you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
been a while.
And since we've had you, you're one of these young and upcoming. Things are going pretty good for you.
Yeah, they're going good, man. You know, I'm doing the studio, pulling up on people for mobile sessions, trying to get everybody to get this work in, you know, keeping the music alive. So
yeah.
Talk about that real quick. Explain that.
Yeah, so the studio, I did have a space before. I got rid of it around November, but now I've been just doing mobile setups. So I pull up on everybody. You know, they'll be feel comfortable in their own space. There's no more feeling pressured, you know, being in the booth or whatever. But it's been working out really nice, though. You know, everybody's having fun, pulling up on them. $75 an hour, you know, $25 deposit. Come lock in for, you know, a minimum of 2 hours. So
well, that's nice.
That's yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yep. Bring it to them. Bring it to the people.
Exactly. Studio. It's right in the name.
Love it. Love that name, too.
And now you're... You're also opening up for one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Screwdrivers? What is it?
Sleazy World Go, Sleazy, okay. Man. Yeah, yeah. So this Saturday, man, we got something.
I saw it. That's pretty close. I read it this morning. I'm sorry.
Okay. Right.
Oh, I just should have wrote.
We were both talking about our cheap glasses, and we have trouble
that's
reading.
What it was.
Long nights, early mornings.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So tell us your opening, which is, that's a big deal. For
at
such
the Epic.
Epic Event Center. Great place. Yeah, it's a really good venue. If you haven't been, please pull up. You know, it's going to be a good night. But the Sleazy Night World, Sleazy World Go concert, Saturday, March 15th. It's an all-ages event. So it's going to be, you know, everybody in there. It's mostly like a rap and hip-hop event. Doors open up at 7. Show starts at 8. I'll be one of the first openers, so pull up early.
All right.
One thing Dennis from the Glam Band says, though, you got to know that stage
with
the way it is.
Yeah, it's a big stage, though. It's fun. Yeah. You know, you can interact left and right, you know, do all that stuff. So it's going to be a good night, man.
You know what I'd love to? I'd love to go to one concert there and sit up there. Backstage, there's like a balcony that you can't see from the floor. Do you ever notice that? Who sits there? I tried getting up there. I couldn't get up there last time I was at the Glam Band.
That's one of those exclusive VIP things. I don't know. You got to be one of those people.
I used to be a VIP.
You mean the back? Wait a minute. It's
behind... on stage. Give me your pen. I'll show you.
Are you looking at the stage?
Yeah. Let's say you're on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. On the far left side, you can't see it like from the floor. There's a balcony.
Right. I've been
where
up
you're
there.
Right. Oh,
there's
have
food,
you?
Free drinks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know about the free drinks. Yeah.
Why wasn't allowed up there.
So
I think he said it before.
So VIP, not VIP.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We're all very important people. In
we
this
are.
Thing, man.
We
yeah.
are. It just.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely. Pull up, man. It's gonna be a really good night. You know. I'm excited for all the younger artists, too, because a lot of these artists that are performing with me, I recorded them, too. So it's going to be a good thing seeing how they, you know, flourish.
We talked about this yesterday. I can't remember who. About how, even though they're competitors, man, you really... Mm-hmm. This music scene with you guys, it seems like you... The old cliche of paying it forward, you really do.
Yeah, most definitely. You need to, especially in a city like this, a smaller city. But, you know, we got, you know, a lot of big assets around here, so... You got to show love, especially to the young and upcoming generation, because they're the ones that are going to push it forward. So it's exciting, man. These are one of the people that are actually, you know, promoting the show, too. And they're putting a lot of footwork in, hitting all the colleges. You know, it's a really good thing to see. I'm proud of them.
Awesome.
That's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And how many acts do you have there? There's four? You're opening.
Yeah, about four or five opening acts. And then the main act will go on around 11:30.
Do we have some stuff we can play, Todd?
Oh, yeah. You know, Todd got it queued up.
I mean, it's clean. Okay. It's we're good.
It's all good.
And by the way, Todd, he got a great experience. Jim and I were explaining the history of A-Tracks.
So this track right here is called Wallow, man. It's off my album, Don't Believe the Internet. I can take a listen real quick.
I can see it with my eyes closed. AK-47 singing high notes. I know God with me, yeah, I know. I'm just trying to preach the game like I'm Wallow. For all those people that was counting me out. See how far I came and now they proud of me now. Everybody know my name, now they shout me out. You wasn't with me in that rain, head down in the clouds. Tell me what's your motive, I was feeling hopeless. Told them I'ma make my own way, thought I was joking. Chilling with your favorite rapper, you like that song, I probably wrote it. I told that don't break my heart, hop in my bed, that's when I'm focused. I invested in myself, don't need no chain, cause I'm a trophy. Remember hard times and catch the small plays down on low. I feel bad vibes around, my enemies, they getting close. They wanna see me down, I got back up, I dare it woes.
Great.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Boy, you get just watching you.
Yeah,
boy, you get into that just even when you listen.
Most definitely, man. It's a very motivational song for me, you know.
Okay, my mom's 93. I wonder what she thought of that.
She would love it.
I don't know if she'll be there.
I can see your mom's
favorite song,
bobbing her head to it.
What I like about
she's doing the rosary.
What I like about our show is we check so many boxes. We bring out what's local in our community.
Sure.
And that exposes people. If they like the music, you want to see it live, five different groups.
Five different, a lot of different type of artists, too. We got a Jamaican artist I'm really excited about. I know you guys heard about Jamaican Me Crazy around here. It's a really nice food spot. Yep. So D's, that's my guy. He's going to be performing too. So come check him out, man. Yeah, it's going to be a vibe.
How do you get started? Some 11-year-old kid is, well, I don't think he's listening to our show. But if he was, tell me what, and he wants to do this. He wants to get into music. And this isn't L.A. This isn't Chicago. This isn't New York. How do they break into this business?
Man, number one thing, it's really simple. Just believing in yourself and then investing in yourself.
Okay.
You know, like for me personally, when I got into it, I just started, you know, buying my equipment slowly but surely, investing in that, learning my craft, and then being able to record myself, which I turned into around COVID, around that time, I turned it into a business. So was able to start recording other people and then kind of flourish from there. You know, it's a really good thing seeing different artists or having people have their first time, like, come into the studio. They don't know what to expect, but then they come, they leave, they're like, oh, man, I'm so happy. Or, I made that, like, you know what I mean? They'll remember that forever.
Well, it's pretty cool that somebody in COVID, we've talked COVID a million times about how many businesses went down.
Right.
Pretty ambitious.
A lot of businesses
went
up.
Started then, yeah.
Yeah, always, yeah. So it was like a, you know, like a life or death type of thing, you know.
Millionaires over Zoom.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, the other thing, like Johnny was mentioned 11, but 12, 13, young kid can use the Boys and Girls Club over here at the Lutze Center. They have a great mixing studio.
They do.
You can do video on there and just to try it and just see if it is before you make the investment. You know, that's a great test market.
That's a great point because that is quite the thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's another thing I actually want to try to get into this summer. I'm a graduate from Ashwaubenon High School, and I do want to reach out to them and try to offer, like, summer classes and try to teach, you know, give some kids an outlet during the summer or something to look forward to and try to learn. And learn their craft, or you know,
answers a question. What can kids do? What are the opportunities?
And there's kids that very much like to do that. And I'm sure someone like you to just coach them a little bit.
Yeah, because there's two different things you can really do. Is like production wise, it's more like instrumentals and beats and stuff like that, which I don't primarily focus on. But you can do things like recording vocals and mixing and mastering vocals and stuff like that.
Okay,
which is a whole nother side.
Okay, so. Did you see who one of the groups is going to be? Is it at Lambeau this year?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of the groups that are coming up yet.
I think this was at Lambo. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Shaq is a rapper.
Oh, man. Is he going to be there?
That's what I heard. Have you heard this, Todd?
No, I haven't.
Well, hey, I'm going to be there.
I've heard Shaq is going to be doing one of the games this year, the post-game or the pre-game show or something like that.
Yeah.
What's his big, the Big Diesel or something? I can't think of the name.
Yeah, Big Diesel. He's a DJ. You know, he does
DJ Diesel.
Yeah, DJ Diesel.
DJ Diesel.
How do you know that?
I know things, Jim.
How don't you know that, Jim?
I get it wrong.
I know.
Milo's connected with the kids these days.
All right, I guess so.
Damn right.
He probably has some Shaqs back in your life. You got
damn right. Boys.
No, that's crazy. I
Flavor
didn't know
Flav.
Hey, we can keep
bring the phone.
Keep him at home. We don't need Flavor.
Listen, here's what I want, though. I want Mino. I want you to go, and I want you to wear a big clock around your neck.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, would you do that, please?
And I'll just keep yelling, Flavor, Flav!
Oh, my God.
What do you think? I think that'd be hot. Hey, I could introduce DJ Diesel.
DJ Mino at this point.
DJ Mino, exactly. Hell yeah. I'm in. And then I get to sit up in that special balcony, though, too.
There you go.
You might perform at Epic Center soon. Yeah. You never know.
I could do that. I think I could.
The Wiggity Wiggity Whack Tour is what
yes.
they're going to be.
I like it. I like it a lot. We're at JJ. Big show coming up at the Epic Center on Saturday. Tell me again the lineup and how people can see it and the whole
thing. Get your tickets on eventbrite.com. They're $35 right now. You can get a deal if you get two. You can get it for
$60. $35 is a pretty good deal for music venues right now.
For five hours of entertainment?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot of entertainment. 4 to 5 different artists. We got CGB, CJ, Big 8 Belly, Deeds, Baby 9, myself.
I love those guys.
Yeah, so we're going to be
Liberace.
Night,
will Liberace be there at all?
That's his favorite musician. And Liberace. I'm not joking. Liberace is his favorite musician.
So you wake up and listen to Liberace?
Maybe Bobby Vinton. I like him too. So.
Okay, we ask every musician that comes on, any insight, any buzz on who's going to be performing at the big stage at the draft?
Man, you know what? I hope Lil Wayne makes an appearance. That would be nice.
Who?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
I thought you said Luann at first.
So did I.
Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the most.
That would be great.
Generational. Okay, there have been so many rumors for like 10 years that he lives in Green Bay. Are those legit?
I hope so.
I've heard those rumors so many times that Lil Wayne has a house in Green Bay.
I'll do the studio. I'll pull up on him.
That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's going to be fun. So the NFL draft, you're kind of keeping a pulse on that. You may be an opener. You don't know yet. They booked the main event first.
Anything can happen.
A friend of ours is playing at the Stadium View on Thursday night, right? I think it's the first night. There's going to be a lot of
entertainment. Yeah, they have a music fest going on. I'm not too sure what it is, but I know there's a music fest, and my guy Avery, rocking with Fourth and Long, he has a bunch of vendor spots. So I'm going to be there, you know, the week before and the week of, so helping out.
Fourth and Long, they've been around for a while now.
Yeah, Fourth and Long, man. Hey, go get some merch right now, you know, supporting the kids and supporting the people that can't afford the, you know, the sports and everything. Yep. So it's a really great movie.
That's fantastic.
Touch on it last time you were here, but the venues to play, to perform. I mean, the Epic is like big time, but are there enough small venues to get you
exposed? Opening up. They're definitely opening up, and especially with the younger generation getting a little older, they're in position to start putting events on and stuff like that. So I would say, you know, Appleton is definitely a hot spot. Green Bay's opening up, though. We got a lot of different spaces like that. So, it's coming. It's going to be.
That is true. They grew up in the music, and then they've got a little bit of money now, and then they're doing venues.
Absolutely. Yep. JJ will be performing at the Epic Center with a great lineup. How can they find information, JJ?
Eventbrite.com. Go on Facebook and just look up Sleazy World Go. Get your tickets now, man.
Not guarantee this, but possible. Special appearance by DJ Diesel! Yeah! Pick up the phone. Back after this.
From the stars, she wore blue.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
It may be margarita night for you gals, but the guys are getting Dudes and Tacos. Dudes and Tacos is an initiative of Foundation's Health and Wholeness to help reduce men's suicide and give men the resources they need to improve their mental well-being. And this month, they're going to be at the Mad Apple Burger and Billiard Company on March 18th at 5:30 p.m., where you can play some pool, listen to their special guest speaker, and discuss communication and relationships. It's a free event with free tacos. So don't dawdle. Head to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Here's your long distance dedication going out for Jim the Mayor. To Donna.
There you go.
It's Bobby Vinton, Blue Velvet. And the
He's
countdown
got that voice
continues.
Done right. Boy, does that bring back memories of Saturday mornings with my older sisters?
Yeah.
Bobby Vinton would be on the stereo.
Really?
Yeah. Total Bobby Vinton people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, he's still on.
Is he?
Probably, like, doing shows and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Did he come to the Carlton?
Yeah. Of course he was.
Yo,
there,
a lot of those guys were controlled by the mob.
Yes.
A lot of them were young Italian kids from money, and that's how the mob got a... Yeah.
Oh, just a lot of... A lot of there's been documentaries on that, but the mafia gave them their break.
We're
just talking to this JJ about, are there enough opportunities to get a break? Well, there weren't that many back then.
No.
And the mob owned...
Well,
the venue,
not only that, but they would pay off radio stations, too. That was a huge scandal. You taught in the history of radio?
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, the payola thing?
Payola. Even Dick Clark got in trouble for that, I think.
Alan Freed?
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest names early. Dick Clark got in big trouble.
But the name of the game, proper marketing.
The mob had, okay,
would
the mob
have the venue, right?
Would be, well, the mob would be in the shadows, okay, fronting a, like, agencies type thing. Say, I tell you what, won't you sign up that kid right there? I'll make sure he gets some airplay. Well, we can't guarantee airplay. Trust me, I guarantee we'd get some bleeping airplay.
Yeah.
And then what's the story? I'll put something under your newspaper.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When you come on in here, all right, I'm going to have a newspaper. No, when you come in, bring a newspaper right. with you. You don't read the paper in case I'm running late on a meeting. But here's the deal. After you leave, I'm going to pick up that newspaper. And if there's an envelope underneath, we could do business. That's if great. There's not, you're dead to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have been in the mob. Just for a while.
Man,
wouldn't that have been fun?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I would love that.
Oh, man. Oh. Even just for the good suits.
Yeah, but just the whole... but when you walk...
their suits of course, fit were, good.
Yeah. When you walk into the restaurant, they scatter and you get your table and...
upstairs at the Epic.
And yeah, you would, because that's the VVIP. Very, very.
I could see both of you being in the mob, but very different sides of the mob. Like you know, we'd have the Godfather over here, Jim Schmidt,
and the
right?
Hitman,
and
John
you'd be
Mino.
The guy. You'd be the guy with the machine gun, and you know that kind of stuff, right?
I'll crack your head with a bat. When I come out, you'll be getting out of the coma. That is one of the all-time great scenes of Joe Pesci. He is. But you know, who's in that movie that's really good in a role that you would be shocked at is Don Rickles. In that movie,
oh, he's so funny.
Isn't
in that.
He great?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, take some time, find the outtakes of Don Rickles giving them all crap for not knowing their lines and stuff.
From that movie?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'd love to find that. Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Oh, that'd be super. So, Todd, did you see the video that Jim and I did? We don't know where this is going right now, but the video we did on how to make an old-fashioned with Dana Cleveland?
Saw it yesterday.
Let's just set the stage for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We think there should be... information out there, fun, entertaining information on what's unique about being here in Greater Green Bay. And, of course, one of the things is an old-fashioned. And people may not know an old-fashioned. They don't know sweet, sour press.
But the muddling.
The muddling, all that stuff. So, go ahead.
Shot a video at Common Crown.
Because, on Main Street.
Yep, because stick with the Packer theme. That was the first bar, or that was the bar where Calhoun, I can't think of his first
George.
Name. George Calhoun, who was instrumental in starting up the Green Bay Packers through the Press Gazette, where he used to hang out with his dog, a Boston Terrier. And he would sit there. This bar, that section was open in like 1854 or something. So he thought, well, if we're doing a thing about the history of Green Bay, here's where the guy that started up the Green Bay Packers used to come and probably sat with his people and talked about forming a football team. So we did a thing on the history of old fashions. Really interesting. Dana had all the history on this. And it goes back to the reason it's called an old fashioned, because they were, during Prohibition, some of the booze that was made, the hooch, as my family used to call it, you know, tasted so terrible. It was just basically alcohol. I mean, you know. And what they did is had to come up with different ways and different things they had around here to make it palatable. Is that the word?
Sure, smooth, whatever. Sure.
And it was the first one with all these fruits to kill the taste. And that's where the term old fashioned came from, because they said it tasted like the drinks before Prohibition, more of an old fashioned kind of drink.
Right.
When you said smooth, I thought of my dad. He would always drink some of his old fashioned, and as soon as he took that first swallow, smooth. Every time.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what an old fashioned was until I moved to Wisconsin. Yeah. I'd never heard of one.
But we had a lot of fun making that. It's kind of funny too. The muddle and what is a muddle and the stir, then the different garnishings you can put on, and I didn't do it right and you pointed that out.
So we're
going
to hopefully
times.
Doing more of it. We're hoping to do a thing for the draft. We're running out of time for that.
But we could still do
this on a regular basis.
We'd like
here.
To do a fish boil or a fish fry.
Oh, fish boil for sure, because that's unique.
And those are cool things, and I don't know. There's just so many.
Don't give away all of our ideas.
Okay, it's true.
So we got some ideas. And by the way, okay, so you're on your cruise next week.
I am.
Okay. So we're doing, Monday is my birthday.
Yeah, I know. That's, I'm well aware of that.
So we are going to do a special thing for St. Patrick's Day called Win Mino's Money.
Yep.
Nicolay Bank is our sponsor.
I was going to say, how are you going to pay it? Okay.
Nicolay Bank's our sponsor. We're going to start with $500. Now, I'm still not sure about the dollar amounts that we're doing with everyone. But Mike Steve Pack from Fox Sports is going to be in here co-hosting that day. We're doing the quarterback challenge. Any quarterback that was on a regular season roster in the National Football League from 1957 through basically last year, if I can't tell you what college that person went to, I will give you, I think it's $25. Yeah. We're going to break that down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whatever we have left over is going to go towards that veterans breakfast we've been talking about.
Right.
And then I had another guy said, hey, if you... if they win $400, I'll make it up for you with that. So either way, wow. So hey, people don't have to feel guilty about winning is what I'm
right,
saying.
Right, exactly.
Starting quarterback?
No, no.
Any quarterback?
Yeah, on the regular season roster. And you wow. You can go to the NFL database, and they'll have a list of all of them. The last, I figured there is close to 3,000.
Okay.
So people could make some money.
You could lose some money.
Ain't my money. That's true. Hey, Mike Daniels, you might lose some money. We're going to set our quick break. When we come back, Tori, who we love having, yep. and Janelle Fisher from Headlines with the Press Times, back after this.
We dated through high school.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Schwabba.
Our next live broadcast is Thursday, where I welcome Mary Mack, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then comedian Rob Brackenridge joins me in the studio. Always fun.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Sturgeon Spirits is driven by three principles: community, sustainability, and spirited living. Founder Carl Lowenstein's passion for the traditions of distilling shines through with those values at the heart of everything they create. In addition to their cocktail bar and tasting room, now the Ready Room is open for your next event. A private bar with aviation-inspired details, it's the ideal spot for intimate parties, conferences, weddings, or any celebration. Sturgeon Spirits, 2663 Oregon Street in Oshkosh. SturgeonSpirits.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest job cuts to the federal government are coming from the Department of Education. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Overnight, the Department of Education gutted. More than 1,300 workers told they're being laid off, now cutting the agency roughly in half. Education Secretary Linda McMahon saying those cuts are just the first step.
A snapshot on inflation has just come out this hour from the Commerce Department. It's a little bit lower than most people thought. Dow futures up 539 points because of that. Those numbers will not reflect the tariffs, however, on aluminum and steel products, 25% that were implemented overnight. Investors haven't liked much of what they've seen so far in the stock market. The S&P, which is what most 401ks track, is down 5% overall for the year. Militants wearing vests loaded with explosives have barricaded themselves inside a train in remote southwest Pakistan, holding 250 hostages. Pakistani security forces were able to rescue some. This is ABC News.